Right, off we go. The count is ticking away, which means that we're recording. Hello, everyone. Hope you've had a great few weeks and the summer hasn't been too much of a washout. It's not been great summer weather here in the UK, but compared with the weather that some people are getting around the world, I suppose I shouldn't really complain. There's plenty to talk about in this podcast, and I've actually made some notes to make sure that I remember everything. That's how much we've got to talk about. I want to try and keep it under 20 minutes as usual, but there's a few things to delve in and discuss. So we might as well start right at the beginning. I'll just mention, just before we start on that, that there's also four really good photography links that I'm going to mention. In fact, one of them's photography related, but it's actually a video link. But we will get to that a little bit later. So first of all, on my little list, I've got the Redbubble 500, which actually sounds like a motor race, but it's actually to do with 500 images, it's actually 503 now, have been uploaded to the Redbubble store. This was a bit of a marker for me. It was sort of like something I wanted to aim, a number I wanted to aim for. And fortunately, due to a lot of really good material coming out of my Northumberland trip, I've been able to add a lot of images. I think it was about 430 a month ago. Probably more than that, probably about 3 months ago. But since then, there's been about 70 added, and that includes Northumberland images. And there was also one or two of my best images from my archive that I realised wasn't on the site either. So there's been a few additions, including, for the first time, some of the photos from my Edinburgh trip in 2015, the Two Towns images. And there's going to be more images from that going on. So what I'm going to do is set another target. I don't think I'll actually reach it. I'm probably going to try and aim for 600 by the end of the year, but I think that's a bit tough. But we'll see how close we can get. Probably about 570. 560, 570, maybe 580. We might even do 600 if we put our minds to it. So that's great. And just keep on adding the images. And it's great to see people buying prints and phone cases and things like that because they obviously love the images. So that's fantastic. Darker Skies. So Darker Skies and all of the other things that are listed here, Twitter update and threads, are all sort of like interlinked in a way, so I can probably get through these three all in one go. Darker Skies turned 14, so it's the 14th anniversary of the setting up of the blog. And I actually think that it's, I don't know, a bit of a poignant moment, really, with everything that's happening with social media, especially Twitter. Twitter is going downhill at a rapid rate of knots. It seems like there's a set of decisions that are being made that just seem to be not very good. Or Elon Musk is trying to get rid of a lot of the user base to reduce costs, get rid of those people who don't pay anything, and just keep those people who have decided to get their little blue ticks. And but anyway, whatever he's up to over there, Twitter for a long time was my favourite social media platform. I started using it in 2009, which, interestingly, Darker Skies was set up that year as well. And I can remember all sorts of great moments with Twitter. I remember the first time tweeting from my phone and sending it and it actually appearing on my Twitter page and thinking how amazing that was, and tweeting from the middle of some sand dunes in Norfolk. And it just seemed so exciting, so brilliant. And it's just really sad to see the way that it's sort of like heading, the name change, getting rid of the bird. TweetDeck just recently went to paid service. And TweetDeck was absolutely fantastic for getting an overview of your activity and other people's activity on Twitter. So it just... I don't know, it's barely recognisable from what I've been using for the past 14 years. And I decided recently to take the Twitter feed off the website and off Darker Skies. It's also come off the Blogger blog as well. So there's no tweets displayed on there anymore. And I've basically locked the account up so it's private, and I don't think I will be adding any more tweets to it. I don't think I'm actually going to delete the account, but I don't think I don't think I'm really going to be bothering with it that much. So where am I going to be posting now? Well, I think, coming back to Darker Skies, I think that is really where my attention is going to focus on from now on. I've taken a look at Threads, and of course there's always Instagram, and they're always going to be useful, but I think it's far better if I put new content somewhere where there's at least some stability and some interaction, and I can build up an audience there, and Darker Skies seems to be the place. So it turning 14 and outlasting Twitter, I just think is fantastic. And Darker Skies has sort of like changed roles. It was originally set up for landscapes, and then it sort of became something else. So it's changed over those 14 years, but it's still there. And sadly, if the tech journalists are right, and I've seen it more than one place, they reckon that Twitter might live on till next summer. And even Elon Musk has said that, you know, it might fail. So that's another reason not to use it, because there's no point in adding new posts if in another year's time they suddenly decide, you know, that they're going to shut Twitter down. It was great while it lasted, but that's it. They've already actually lost some of the tweets between 2011 and 2014, which, you know, isn't great. So some of that content's already sort of like vanished. Any photos or anything like that are probably gone and won't come back. And to be honest, one of the reasons why I haven't actually deleted the Twitter account is because of the history. I've been using it a long time, and I've tried several times to sort of mothball it, set it up so that it deletes in 30 days, because you don't delete it straight away. You sort of have this cooling off period, and I just can't do it. So I think it's going to go down with the ship, I think. Not going to be used, but it's still going to be there. And anybody who wants to follow me on X now can do. It's still open for people to follow me. But I don't think I'll be doing very much there. So, you know, you might be better following somebody else. Threads, I already sort of like briefly mentioned, but that's still sort of like building up. It looks promising, good as a micro blogging format. It will probably end up on the website somewhere, but certainly not at the level that Twitter was. I've kind of like been burnt by Twitter, and I think it's time to move on and do other things with social media. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Twitter, but I think Darker Skies is where it's going to be happening from now on, because I've got the tools to be able to add things when I'm at home or when I'm out and about. So it can fill a whole lot of roles. It can be a microblog. It can be somewhere where I can put articles, post pictures, which is what I've been doing recently. There's a new post on there actually talking about the Twitter situation and what's going to be happening with Darker Skies. It's called Shifting Platforms. That's the name of the post. And that went on yesterday or the day before. And it sort of like gives a good overview of how I'm thinking at the moment. But yeah, social media does not come out of it particularly well. And the final thing on my list is the photo book. So this is the Two Towns photo book that has been in the works for a long time now. I went into it a couple of weeks ago and have been tinkering around with it ever since and adding a lot more pictures. So originally the book was going to be 80 pages. It's now 110. Possibly might be slightly over that. I don't see it being any more than 114. It's just a matter of getting the text right. And as I've said before in previous recordings, the reason why it's taking so long is it's quite an important book. It's another one of those moments I didn't know at the time when I was taking the pictures, but it kind of like reflects a period that's gone now for me. I also think it actually reflects the pre-COVID world quite well. We, of course, within 5 years of the pictures being taken, we had the COVID pandemic, lockdowns, the masks, all of that kind of thing. And looking at these pictures, you just can't imagine that that's further down the road, but it was. And although you could actually argue that we are going back to our pre-COVID ways, I don't know whether that's a good thing. But it is coming on nicely. I think the photographs now represent the project a lot better. It gives a broader overview of everything from the journey up, having a look round. And I've also included a lot of images that weren't going to be included in the book. And it just brings all of those pictures together in one place. I think it's going to be a great book once it's finished. When's it going to come out? That's a very good question. It's all down to whether I can get the text in a place where, it complements the pictures. It's the one thing that it's got to be. I would rather not release it if I wasn't happy with it than release something that I didn't like or regretted or wished I'd done something with. And I think actually taking my time putting the book together, it enables some of the ideas to distill a bit further. And so, for example, expanding the book out is probably something that I wouldn't have done if I had given myself a month to put the book together and then publish it. I think this way it gives me a lot more time to think about it and get some ideas in my head sorted out, play around with things, play around with the text, the way that I'm writing. And I think it's going to be a really strong book when it comes out. There is another one as well, which is virtually ready to go. And that's the Mull of Galloway book, which is a photo zine. And that's looking good as well. So both of those need finishing off. The photo zine will probably appear before the Two Towns book. But both of them I really enjoyed putting them together, and it's going to be great to publish and get them out there. So that is about it for the news. Mainly it's been about changing things on the internet. There's been some improvements to the Darker Skies website, I should say. just sort of like improving the layout and the look and getting rid of a few old redundant bits and pieces, because I think that's where a lot of the activity is going to go. And but you know, thinking about the way that Twitter was and seeing it how it now is, I've just been finding it quite sad, and I'm a little bit angry as well, to be brutally honest, about the way that it's sort of like being squandered. I think this is one of the dangers about choosing a platform and using it for a lot of years. You don't know what's going to happen. The money might run out. A lunatic billionaire might get his hands on it. There's all sorts of things that can happen, and all of your content is held hostage with whatever happens. And yes, you can get, you know, a backup, but you know, where do you put a backup of 3, 4, 5, 6 thousand tweets? In some cases it can be tens of thousands of tweets. I think a lot of the time they work on the assumption that they will just people just won't leave because they can't. And to be brutally honest, that's probably true. But we'll have to see how the Twitter things go. Right, on to the final bit. And this is the podcast. Now, I've got four really good podcasts. We'll go through these because we're up to... And I nearly knocked the microphone over. We'll go as quickly as possible because we're up to... Well, we're coming up to 16 minutes and 40 seconds. So I want to try and keep this under 20 minutes. So the first one that I'm going to pick is from BritishCultureArchive.co.uk. This is a new site that I've found recently, and it's sort of like traditional black and white photography a lot, but there's all sorts of things there, and you can buy prints, and there's an archive, a great resource. There's lots of really good documentary photography from the UK, and the one that I chose was Zach Waters' Birdmen. And this is really... photography project trying to give an insight into the world of pigeon racing and pigeon fancying, and the images are just fantastic. Zach does a really good job of looking into the world of pigeon racing and what goes into it, and it's kind of seen as a bit of an old-fashioned pastime, I suppose. A lot of people see it as synonymous with the north of England, but people from all over the UK and Europe and the world even take part and get involved with pigeon racing. And it's just a remarkable piece of work that Zach's done. So take a look at Birdmen. There's also a lot of other photographers on there that you can take a look at their work and draw some inspiration from. So the next one, this is going to be quite a quick one. This is BBC News, and they do some brilliant photography posts. And this one is just about the extreme weather, the extraordinary photos of the July's extreme weather. And it's a collection of images from all over Canada, the United States, Uruguay, as I scroll down, India, Japan, China. There's Japan. There's all sorts of really strong photography work. And I do like the way that the page is laid out. You've got some really large images that you can take a good look at on a computer screen. A really good layout that I actually might... It's given me a few ideas for things I can do with the Darker Skies blog and images that I shoot. It gives me a few more options. That's the word I'm looking for. It gives me a few more options. But yeah, it's a fantastic set of images and a brilliant layout. I think one of my favourites is just the firefighting helicopter that's obviously just filled up and it's drawing away, and there's the sun in the background, and just a fantastic image of the firefighting helicopter. So the next image is, or the next set of images, this is a Guardian, and it's International Portrait Photographer of the Year. All sorts of portrait images here, the famous, the not so famous, interesting characters, fantastic set of images, as you would expect from a competition, and really well worth a look. I think probably actually my favourite image from this is the first one, which is of the actor Sir Ian McKellen in his West End dressing room, which is, well, it's an amazing portrait of the actor. It really is. It's well worth a look. So I'll just leave it at that and then move on to the final link. So the final link is actually a set of videos. It's episode 1, 2 and 3 of the BBC History of Photography Complete. Now, I'm adding this. I've been burnt before by YouTube links suddenly disappearing. I did one a few podcasts ago for Acme Cinematography, who was producing some great film work on his channel, and then his channel disappeared. I added a link showing a railroad train going through the California countryside, and it was fantastic, relaxing, brilliant. Yeah, it disappeared within a couple of weeks of me posting the podcast. So I've been burnt before, but if you are listening to this after it's come out, I'm hoping that it actually doesn't get taken down, because it is an important series. There's three episodes. They're about an hour each. And just looking into the history of photography, there's, I believe it's presented by Eamon McCabe, who is a photo editor. Although I remember him from the 80s and 90s as a really, really good sports photographer. He took some amazing images, amazing sport photographs. But he went over to be a photo editor in recent years. So check that video out if you are interested in a programme to watch. And if you don't know anything about the history of photography, it's a good place to start. So that is it. I'm up to 23 minutes, so I've totally missed my 20-minute window, but, you know, who cares? So thanks very much for listening right the way through to the end. Thanks for downloading. And I shall be back very soon with another podcast. I'm hoping that I'll be able to do a bonus recording up in Scotland soon. So keep an eye out for that. But until then, thanks very much for listening, and see you all soon.